This call may be recorded. Press 1 to accept.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey.
I can be flexible about the 4th. I've been sending back to you about it. I never got that far in our conversation. I'm not trying to derail what you have planned with them.
Well, what do you have planned?
Nothing. I just haven't seen him in a long time. I thought it'd be a good day to spend the day with him. Yeah, I'm gonna take him down to the fireworks. Do that thing like we always do.
What fireworks?
Fernandina.
Fernandina's having fireworks.
As far as I know, I looked it up online. I also bought a couple of fireworks for my mom did. He finally told me he wants me out this month, or in a month.
Oh. A month from... A month from the 1st, or a month... From the 1st, or from the 3rd?
He didn't specify. I assumed a month from when we were talking, based on what he said. Told him I don't really have a plan for that, and he said you should get your mom to help out, and I told him that my mom wants me to move to Maryland, and he said you should probably do that.
Oh, wow.
I don't want to do any of this anymore.
So the press release that the fireworks were canceled came out on June 20th. No, that's not it.
If you know they're canceled, I believe you. I looked this morning, it didn't say canceled, it said what the times were.
What said that?
I don't know, some city website.
Oh.
Do you want me to move to Maryland? Is that where he's getting that from?
That's not a no, CA's not getting anything from me. I don't talk to CA. I had a conversation with CA when he was in between Indiana and Chicago, which I think was weeks ago, and we did not have a conversation about what my desire is for you to do, because CA understands that that's not appropriate for you to be putting me in the position of saying that you're doing what I want you to do, when no matter what you do, it's going to be horrible, and it's not through any fault of mine.
Why is no matter what I do horrible? I'm not trying to be horrible.
Because this is the situation you've created, and
well, I think you told me to listen to CA, so I don't know. I guess I'm going to think about leaving. I don't really have anywhere else to go anyway.
That's up to you.
Not really up to me, honey. I don't have any where to live.
That's up to you.
It's up to me to choose to have a place to live.
Yeah, I mean, just like every adult, you have agency in determining how you want to go about providing shelter for yourself.
Great.
Okay.
Well, are you going to commit me or take my kids away if I live on the tool trailer instead of go live with my crazy mother?
Are you saying that you want the kids to live with you every other week for a full week on a trailer?
No, I would like the kids to live with me every other week once I have a home, but I don't have a home.
Something just happened to your microphone. I'm getting crazy. That was some crazy interference.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I don't expect the kids to live on a tool trailer, but until you and I could come to some sort of agreement about me having a home, I would like to not abandon my family altogether by moving across the country. Does not seem appropriate to me. I'm a little bit shocked that CA thinks that's appropriate, but it is what it is.
Yeah. And I'm sure you could ask him why he thinks that's appropriate. Okay, so you know what it is.
My mom needs to provide shelter for me, and I need to use any of our assets to have a shelter. So you would support me living on the tool trailer without using it to do anything bad to me?
I don't even know what that means.
It means not commit me to any sort of psychiatric facility and not use it as a means to demonstrate that I can't be a father to my children.
I mean,
I didn't realize that was such a debate for you. You're considering.
No, I just. I don't think that staying on a trailer temporarily is any indication of somebody being an unfit father or having psychiatric problems. But if you said, if I have a hamburger for dinner, will you promise not to ever have concerns about my mental state or my parenting? I wouldn't. I don't know if I'll never have concerns. I don't have any intention of trying to use things against you in any way, but this, it just seems like such a weird question to me that I'm not really, it feels like a backhanded way of getting my approval for a particular living situation so that you can say that you're doing what I want you to do. And I'm literally on the phone with you only because I'm trying to check for sure if there's fireworks tomorrow, because I assumed there wasn't. And I'm concerned about the kids being out till 10:30 because my parents bought them tickets for the Alhambra during Simon's nap time on Sunday. And I did not realize that keeping them up 3 hours past their bedtime was on the table when they bought those tickets. So I'm not on the phone because I'm wanting to weigh in on living situations. Oh, no. Okay. I'll just text you when I find out about the fireworks.
Well, the bottom line was I wasn't trying to derail plans that you had, so I'm flexible with...